have ways of making you talk.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome back, everybody. And I'm told Vince is on the line. Let's get to Vince. I got like five calls backed up.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Very good. Just a couple of thoughts to think about. The old adage, no man is an island, certainly applies to us in New Rochelle. I know very often when people raise issues, they say, well, that's not a local issue. Well, New Rochelle does not exist in a vacuum. Now, we do not have a strong mayor or strong council form of government. They kind of set policies and hire the city manager. The nuts and bolts of cleaning the streets and everything else is the city manager's job. So,
city manager form of government.
Yes. So then we should ask ourselves, what is the role of the city council and the mayor?
Ceremonial mayor.
I would suggest that one of the things we would want to ask all the people running for office, and by the way, you might want to use your good offices with your show to offer the three Democrats who are running in a primary to come on your show, either collectively or one at a time, to discuss issues. For example, one of the issues that's bubbling around town now is this thing that Governor Hochul put in her budget that basically supersedes local zoning, something that was tried, as you know, in Westchester County. It's called the accessory dwelling unit proposal, which a lot of people don't know much about. And I've looked into it a little bit, and I don't want to take up a lot of your airtime. But basically it says that the boys in Albany can pass a law superseding New Rochelle zoning that says if you want to turn the attic over your garage, your basement, or build an extra building out in your backyard as a separate rental unit to anybody, doesn't have to be a family member, you can do that.
Right.
So every person running for office ought to be asked, do you favor this? There are several other issues that I think are important. For example, it bubbled around some years ago. Should the city council have final say on all recommendations for tax abatements suggested by the Industrial Development Agency?
Yeah.
That's something to think about. Of course, the city of New Rochelle, because of the law in Albany, begged off on the question of, should we have stores in town selling dope?
I disagree with that. There should be no store selling dope. Vince, I just want to touch on this thing, what you were talking about this housing thing. To me, I think it's a very stupid thing. I think Governor Hochul, they're trying to generate money, another way of raising taxes or whatever, but this doesn't fly. Tell that to the people who live in Mamaroneck and low-lying areas of Mamaroneck. When the Sheldrake River, when you get a little rain, it overflows and people's basements are flooded, who can't get flood insurance because it's a prime zone. Say that to the people in Rye in the same area. Say that to people in Harrison in the same predicament. What's going to happen? They built a multi-million dollar sewer complex over there by behind the armory there. It's at capacity already. So what are they going to do?
Of course. Vince, wait a second. We're going to let you finish. I just want to add to Lou's point. These are real local issues. The governor raising it to me is, to me, in practice, it's not going to work out because local legislators and local councils and mayors and managers don't have the nerve to stand up. But remember, Lou, the state authorization, the state legislation, as bad as it may be, if you have a decent local government, you can still block it. This is not Albany ordering that a seven-story... Wait a second. Hold on. For a seven-story building to go up next to your house, it requires the complacence or the participation of local government. So our job is, as you do, Lou, go to local government meetings, city council, even school board, and raise your voices like they did last week at the city council where you were with me.
If I could just finish the thought. I don't believe that's correct. I believe that if the state law passes authorizing this, it supersedes local zoning. Now, as I read through it, there's some sweeteners, maybe giving people property tax breaks. And but look,
no doubt, Vince. But Vince, to let you finish your point. To be fair, there's a two-word answer to that. You hear in Albany, and you hear in local home rule. These guys in Albany like to give sweeteners, like you're pointing out. And I think there's a lot more power in the local government than you say. But I'll research it. You're right.
I think it's worth looking into. But my understanding of this, having looked at it a little bit, is that this can be a law superseding local law. And with the other thing about requiring the building of affordable units near communities that have railroad stations, if you don't do the percentage they want within a certain number of years, you can be in all kinds of trouble with Albany. So what I'm suggesting is we have people who want to run for office in what is in many ways a policymaking board. They aren't the nuts and bolts, clean the streets.
Absolutely.
We need to ask these people questions that might seem like they don't have anything to do with local government and they should not be allowed to beg off. So you might want to consider having primary debates with the candidates.
We got like three calls backed up. I just want to answer you.
Guys.
No, I want to just tell you something right now before we hang up, is that I would like to see right across the street from the dollar stores an empty lot. It used to be the old welfare office, then it was a court building there or whatever. They should put low-income housing right there, because this way people could walk to the train station, two blocks up from the train station, two blocks up from the bus station, and would be an ideal thing. Show the money that is being put in this city that was supposed to be put away for low-income housing, but they never did. They never erected any of these buildings. Show that piece of property, which is in their community. Show them that they have a piece of the pie, too. That's what I would do. That's what I would do.
That's logical.
That's what I would do if I was the mayor or head of this city. All right, let's get that.
Thank
you, Vince. Thanks for the report. But further on your point, Lou, maybe we can explore it tonight or next week. You're right, because that site you cite on North Avenue is close to buses, close to the train.
Exactly.
You don't have these new residents isolated like they are near the Larchmont train station, where I don't know where jobs are for these dear people. It's not practical. What you're suggesting makes sense. Instead, what does our city do? The manager fires the whole housing board. That hasn't been looked into.
No.
And
there's
I can tell you things.
If I was on that committee, I'd have a fit right now.
A lot of people were worked up last week at the council meeting.
Good question. Let's get to Tom Ralph. Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Tom?
How you doing?
I'm okay. I woke up this morning to find out that our president was over in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Yes.
And I said to myself, whoa. So he goes to the Ukraine, but he can't find his way over to Ohio. He can't send the vice president to Ohio. And obviously, Pete Buttigieg doesn't really want to go there either. And I'm saying those folks in Ohio who are living through that nightmare have been completely disregarded by the president and his administration.
No respect at all.
Hard to comprehend. Hard to comprehend. Do you think he's motivated by a concern for the territorial integrity of Ukraine?
I don't know what he's motivated for, but I think he's nothing more at this point than a puppet. I think he's an extension of the administration before the prior one. I think Obama's got him wrapped around his finger. Susan Rice and Obama are calling the shots.
I agree.
And Biden's just in compliance. And Biden knows that if he crosses anybody, he'll be outed for Hunter. He'll be outed for what he did.
Exactly. And Tom, let's just add one and one here and make it even two. Just last week, he took a physical saying that he's in great shape. He's got a lot of stamina. And then what does he do? Makes a surprise visit to show he's macho now. I'm going to Ukraine. So this is all a theatrical performance to me.
Seems to be.
I'm happy he's in good health.
No, I'm happy that, too. Don't get me wrong. But this is a theatrical performance.
And you make a good point, Tom, because you mentioned the Obama administration. I didn't vote for Obama once. I wouldn't. But I'll tell you, he knew how to put things in context. If he had the nerve to go to Kiev at a time like this, and maybe there's a reason, he'd at least state the reason, he'd put it in context. Biden drops it on you, and you're supposed to sort it out yourself?
Yeah. Well, you know, Trump did go over to Iraq in the middle of tension. And you never pre-announce the president's going out of the country.
No, for sure. Yeah, of course. But explain it, though. Explain it when you're there. Anyway.
All right, Tom.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. We'll be right back after this quick break. Anthony's on, and then after that one. After Anthony, Steve wants to mention a couple of things, so we're not going to take no more calls after Anthony.
WVOX at 1460 for Fleetwood, Pella Manor, and Cherry Lawn.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody, and I'm told Anthony's on the line. Anthony?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Ant.
I want to go back to the train derailment.
Yes.
There is a video. 20 miles and 20 minutes before that train derailed, it went past a railroad yard, which had security video, and the video shows that the wheels were overheating, sparking, and on fire. So it was just a matter of time before the bearing let loose and the train derailed.
Wow.
So that's the initial, it's not the final, but there is a video. You can search it online. You'll see the wheels yourself. I've seen them throwing sparks and on fire 20 miles before it derailed.
Wow. Incredible.
So, you know, that
where did you see that report? Anthony, where'd you see that? Was that on a channel, a news channel?
I first heard it on the news, but I searched it on the internet. All you have to do is just, type in wheel sparking before derailment. You'll see it come up. And that brings in a lot of things into question. Number one, it would bring in the weight of the cars, as I think Bruce alluded to earlier on.
Yes, overloading,
which,
yes.
Could it have been overweight? Those cars are only, every car is only designed to carry so much weight. But number two, more importantly, in my opinion, maintenance. Was maintenance being done properly?
Good point.
They're supposed to have sensors on these things so that when that happens, the train is there's supposed to be a notification long before this happens.
Undoubtedly. Well,
and the thing that made me sick to my stomach was that the governor revealed that the reason they don't get FEMA help is because it's not a natural disaster. It's a man-made disaster, and the railroad is footing the bill.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine that?
I think that's ludicrous. That is totally crazy. God forbid they find out 5 or 6 years that the water table level underneath those areas there where it's basically all well water is polluted or whatever. What's going to happen now? You're going to have another love canal like they had in New York years ago? That's ridiculous.
And Anthony, let's face it. If that were a Katrina scenario, obviously Katrina, act of God, but the failure of dikes or the poor construction or all the other surrounding factors, those were certainly good reasons for the feds to be involved. And beyond all that, all the news coverage. Why is there no news coverage?
Absolutely. And if nothing else, all of the resources that FEMA can bear should have been borne down on that site, okay, to determine what is and what isn't. And the railroad could have paid all of that freight, too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
No pun intended.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But
it's absolutely ridiculous where we can have a something of this magnitude and the federal government is saying, well, it's not a natural disaster, so you don't qualify for FEMA funds.
Incredible. And all of a sudden you notice some of these news anchors or whoever brings the news to many of us, they believe in what, states' rights? Railroads end at the state's border? It's ridiculous. It's a national network. This is one thing I think nobody would dispute should be a federal regulatory area, at least for the most part. Don't hear it.
Well, that, you know, it is federal regulatory, and we'll see if any regulations were broken. But so something tells me this is going to be more towards the maintenance end of it.
Yeah.
Even
if it is to the maintenance end of it, like you're saying, where's Buttigieg? He's the Secretary of Transportation here. He should be held responsible. You know, you don't like a baseball team. You know, the team is in last place. You don't fire all players. You fire the manager, and that's it. He's the manager.
He was having an event where this question was brought up to him. The event that he was having was that he was calling to question so few colored construction or people of color, construction workers in people of color neighborhoods. Can you imagine?
I heard that. Yes, it's incredible. Let me just pose this to you too, and our audience. Just imagine, this is an administration that wants to nationalize police training, police rules of engagement, when to use your gun, and more education, teaching of gender politics. They want to nationalize these issues, but doesn't see a role for the feds to get involved in a railroad disaster.
It's just insane. You know, common sense has left life as we know it, gentlemen.
All right, Ant.
Sure has.
You got it. I know Steve wants to make some closing comments.
All right, thanks, Ant. Thank you so much for the consideration.
Steve? Yeah, just to the point, Vince, he is a city resource, if not a national resource.
Yes.
He puts me in touch, and I'm sure many of our listeners, to what's going on in the city. Maybe you don't have time to track these events down on the websites or such. But he drove me to the city council meeting, Lou, and it was very educational, especially for the subjects we're talking about: local control, local involvement, proper role for the state and the feds. The issue came up about accessory housing and all the things we've been talking about, but mainly about this new idea of new housing. And again, I don't think anybody blames the governor, another one I didn't vote for at least calling for more housing. I don't think anybody denies we need housing in our inner cities and our suburbs and our close-in suburbs like New Rochelle, Mount Vernon. And it's not a bad subject area, but I got to tell you, if citizens don't become involved, this is going to pass over your heads or under your heads, and you'll be complaining and whining afterwards about your property values without having a chance to speak. I can tell you, Lou, last week I was at the council meeting. Maybe there were more people than myself, but maybe one or two people from the north end, supposedly in New Rochelle, where the values are so high and everybody's so worried and expert at real estate. I will tell you, the greatest voice spoken was that of the African-American community. They were out in force, and in my opinion, they were overwhelmingly against the idea of this unregulated housing policy because of noise, pollution, lack of services.
I just got to say before, that's what the housing there. They should put, there was supposed to be 15 to 20% of all the sales was supposed to be 10% of these housing going up was supposed to be for low income and moderate income housing.
Sure.
They put money away in the kitty was supposed to be for this. Then they said they were going to build a building for this. They never did either or whatever like that. So what happens is they got fooled or whatever. The black community got fooled in this city here. They should put that building site where I said something for low income.
Absolutely.
That's
fine.
Close to the railroad and close to
of
the
course.
Trains.
Well, you know what the number two subject of the meeting was? Again, mainly spoken to by the African-American community. The dismissal of the Public Housing Authority for reasons that may or may not be valid, but completely unexplained to the public by the former city manager. It's a scandal. It should be investigated. And we'll talk more about this.
What about the old Lincoln School District?
Of course.
That's another thing.
60 years later. No
60
school.
Years later. What about that, Steve?
Shameful.
All right. We'll be back next week. Thanks, Steve. Behind the glass, Nikki, Chuck.
Great job.
Great job, always. All right, guys. And we'll be back next week, everybody. You know, these things can work out if you talk about them, everybody. So let's keep these phones ringing to all the shows.
School board meeting.